The content of this episode should not be confused with treatment advice or direction given from a mental health professional. Nothing contained in this podcast was made or intended to supplement or supersede relations with mental health providers or treatment. While Jeremy Levitt is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a mental health provider in this podcast. The same is considered for any professional that may appear on the show. Their views are solely their own and do not reflect any company or profession they may represent.
Welcome to Mind the Gap, where teens have a voice and parents learn to listen to that voice. Here we will talk with teens about their everyday challenges and accomplishments and learn what they are facing daily and what their needs are. As parents, we will learn valuable skills from a licensed marriage and family therapist on how to be aware of the gap in communication and close that gap. Welcome to Mind the Gap. Welcome to Mind the Gap. Thank you for always coming back and listening. We appreciate you. We want to let you know that we're going to do our very best to continue recording and speaking with teens as we navigate these difficult times that we're experiencing right now. We hope you'll be patient with us as we try and learn new programs to help have the best sound that we can possibly have. So with that, enjoy this next episode.
So we'll just get started. So I'm excited that you guys are willing to come on and talk with me. And I've wanted to have you on for a while, Emma, just because you're the daughter of one of my friends from high school. And so it's just kind of fun that we're both having teenagers at the same time, experiencing some of the same things. And I know I have Austin's perspective on like everything that's going on, you know, but it's kind of fun to hear how other people are reacting to anything that's going on, not just like what's currently going on, but like just life in general, you know? So I think kind of what I wanted to do is just introduce you, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, what your hobbies are, what you like.
Okay. Well, I'm a senior and Austin and I are only a few months apart, and we live in Cincinnati, Ohio right now. And let's see, I really like to run and I like to write and read a lot. So I've been doing a lot of that over this long break. Let's see.
We moved last year.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably been the biggest thing over this break that I've been like oh dang it, like I had 1 year here and I've like loved it so much, and it's kind of gotten cut short a little bit, but
yeah,
I guess, yeah. So
I want to know, what was it like when you first found out school was canceled?
Well, it was on my mom's birthday, actually, and my dad was out of town. So I remember like coming home and watching it on the news, and I was like, well, what? Like, I didn't know what was happening. And then, I think I had like one last track practice, and then we couldn't meet as a team anymore. And that was a really big deal for me. So I was really upset at first. But
yeah, that first week was pretty hard, I think, like, because they just didn't know when it was going to end. And I think Ohio, we kind of had the lockdown first. If I have it right, I want to say Ohio was kind of one of the first ones to shut everything down. So we were kind of like, wait, what's happening? Like, why do we have to, you know, cancel school and close everything? But it's gotten a little bit better, I guess, now we know everyone's going through the same thing. It's kind of is what it is, right?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of what happened with us too. At first, Austin was the same. Like, I remember Luke called me and he was like, Mom, volleyball just got canceled. And I thought, my son Luke's a jokester, and I thought, oh, he's pulling a fast one on me. And I'm like, there's no way they can do this, you know? And I don't know who was more excited about it, Austin or me or Luke, you know? And I remember the same thing, like, you gotta be kidding me. They're canceling volleyball, and they were still in school. And so it was so bizarre, but literally the next day school was canceled. So, the adjustment period is really weird. Did you find there was like an adjustment period of like different emotions and feelings that you had as you went through the process of understanding like school's canceled, track's canceled? 'Cause you're a big runner. Like, everything's taken away from you.
Yeah. And especially, I guess, like, since it's senior year too, I had so many things I was looking forward to. And So it was really hard at first to comprehend all of it and just to know, like, because at first it was only 3 weeks before they extended it. And I was like, okay, well, it'll be okay. I can just get through 3 weeks. But, and I was really upset at first. But once I realized that, like, it's canceled for everyone, it's not just me, then, like, things got a little better.
Yeah, and for us, they canceled it, like, right before our spring break started. So we were already kind of planning, like, we're going to be out of, it just seemed like a long spring break, you know? And so it's like now finally it's kind of hitting, like, we're probably not going back to school, you know?
Yeah. So yeah.
We would like to that to happen. And I, you know, I'm not sure we're going to be going back.
Yeah. We don't know either. I mean, they're saying for us here in Las Vegas, September 30th, but then at that point we only have 3 weeks left of school. So we're not.
Oh, you mean April 30th?
Or sorry, April 30th. Yeah. So at that point, we're okay. Like, they're probably not going to go back, but we just don't know. They're still that unknown. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing to occupy your time? And what are you doing to kind of stay connected with your friends?
Definitely a lot of FaceTime. And my friends and I have actually sent letters back and forth. And
like that's written letters?
Yes. And that's been really exciting for me. So we've been doing that. I think I kind of have to plan my day around, like, since my brother's back, we have to share a car. So whenever I want to go work out or run, like, somewhere else from that's not from my house, we have to plan who has the car. So a lot of the same stuff every day, but
we've been doing puzzles. What else?
We've been working on a 1,000-piece puzzle, and the first, like, 3 days we were going really strong. I've done most of it, but the sky, it's like the coastline of Hawaii. So the water is really hard and the sky is really hard because it's like a gradient. So
yeah.
Exciting times. Yeah.
I know. Like, what else do you do?
No, we've been really just trying to, as a mom, I've been trying to think of, like, ways to help them, you know, like, cause I feel like we have our ups and downs. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, but yeah.
Some days go really well, and others, none of us feel like doing anything. So it does feel kind of like Groundhog Day every day. And so they have their online school that they're doing. Their track coach is still sending them workouts, which is a lifesaver, to give them something to do. And then really just trying to find things to think about besides themselves. And so we've really been trying to look for some service opportunities that we can do within our community, which has been, that's been really helpful to, you know, to take that focus away from just what is our family doing today.
So what are you able to go and do in your community?
So right now we're working on with a homeless shelter, and they have had to put all their families up in hotels. And so we are working on providing dinner for them. And what else have we been doing? Just kind of like reaching out to people within our church and community to see who is in need of food, or, you know, just someone to talk to, or I'm not sure. What have you guys been doing? Cause I feel like all the ways that we normally help people, we can't do anymore. And so it's been trying to find different ways of doing things. So
what I find interesting is that everybody that I've been talking to has different requirements through school. Like, our kids here in Las Vegas, it's they're not being graded on any of their assignments. The third quarter ended. And so my kids it's not mandated that they do schoolwork. So for me at home, I'm trying to, like, keep them engaged somehow, you know, and the older ones are fighting me on reading. I'm like, hey, why don't you go read a book, you know, keep your mind occupied. And they're just like, mom, we're out of school. It's like an extended spring break, you know? And so that's been hard for us because they don't have anything that's required. And we're pretty locked down even within the community. There's not a lot for that we are aware of. I did just find out that we can go and serve families next Saturday. So we're going to go do that as a family, but it's been really hard for us to find ways to go and serve our community just because of the lockdown, and they're super cautious, you know? So
yeah, no, it's been hard to find things we can do. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. We're just trying to find, I feel like everything is different and it looks different. And like with our son that just got home from a mission, it's not how we thought it was going to be, you know, like he had to come home for a couple months early, and he wishes he was still there. And
yeah,
Emma's missing out on her senior year. And so we just have to, you know, wrap our minds around knowing that it's just going to look different. Like it's still going to be okay. And we're going to redeem some of those experiences somehow, but it's going to look different.
Yeah.
So
I like that because it's not, I mean, I'm actually really lucky because Austin has been so great about it. I think I've been hurting more than he has, because I was looking forward. Therese, we graduated together, right? So we remember those last moments of everything, even graduation. Like I can still pull up those pictures, and even just graduation day and the fun that we had, you know, and I just, for me, like my heart is broken knowing that may not happen for Austin. And he's like, Mom, it's fine. It's going to be fine. He's like telling me it's going to be fine. You know, and I'm like, no, but you understand. It's like, you're going to be missing out on all this stuff. And those last few
days, I was so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so excited too, because I had signed up for everything. So I'm like, I want to help with prom, and I want to help with like baccalaureate, and like, did I say it right?
Baccalaureate,
whatever. Like, you know, there was just so many things that I was excited for. So I totally feel your pain.
Yeah.
But I think Emma's still more sad than I am. I think it must be a girl thing. Maybe or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's a girl thing. Austin's not, he's not sad about school being out at all. His only one thing is he's really been devastated about the sports being taken away, because he'd worked so hard this, you know, it's your last time to kind of like put it all out there and show what you've got. And I think that's been really hard. It's like I said, I don't know if it's been harder on him or me. You know how competitive I am. It's like my whole life. So I think he's doing well, and he's finding time. Like he's learned how to skateboard lately. And so he's enjoying new talents, which I think is really kind of fun. I've seen a lot of kids find new things that they're enjoying. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Well, that's good. You just need to find something new, Anna.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sad. Yeah. I'm so sad about not seeing her run track. Like I was looking so forward to it, you know, the senior year. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So how are you handling home life, being at home with all the siblings all the time? Is that an adjustment? Because you've been so busy and now you're home. You're all home.
Yeah. It was good the first few days. And then it was a little rocky just because, I mean, Mom, you can probably explain it.
No, go
better.
Go
ahead. I think like, I guess, and it's so natural. I feel like my parents said they went through the same thing, but I've been so used to being like the oldest for once for the past 2 years. And then my brother got home and like, my role is not like, it's not the same anymore. So, it's been really good to see how he's changed and, since he's been gone for so long. And I think the family dynamic has just changed a little bit. You were the one that observed it. So I don't really,
it's like the power has shifted.
The power has shifted. I was trying not to say that,
but we're hanging.
Interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting, dynamic, because he probably would have come home later and then got off to college, and you would have gone off to college, you know, later without the graduation, but now everything, you're all here and it's, the dynamics are changing. So it's been hard for us too, because we're all home, and it's always been so rare that we're all home at the same time on any given day. And so like Austin, this is the best. Was it 2 days ago? He came, it was like maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. He goes, hey Mom, what are we doing today? I'm like, The same thing we do every day. Like, we have nothing on our schedule. I was just like, what do you mean? What are we doing today? I don't know. Cleaning our bathrooms again. Maybe cleaning the bedrooms again. Like, we have nothing.
It's another block.
Yeah. It's just been so weird because every day they would say, so what's on the schedule today? And I'd have to go down the list, you know, this and this and this and this. And then we all kind of go, okay. And then we move forward. But it was so funny when he's like, hey, what do we have going on today? But we've got nothing. Like, schedule is open, you know? So we're trying to find ways. I mean, the weather's great here. I can't complain. We've been outside. Oh, go ahead.
I said we started this funny thing where we had one kid pick an activity for the night and everyone had to participate. And so the first night we played hide and go seek
for like 2 hours.
And it was actually really fun. What else have we done?
We started doing theme dinners.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So we had like an Asian dinner tonight that Hallie was in charge of, and you know, just trying to think of like something to break up the monotony, but even though we're all still in the same house, sometimes we have to plan to do something together, you know, so we're not all off doing our own
stuff. Yeah. Are you guys able to get out and go like to parks or hiking or excursions outside?
So right by our house, there's a park that we've been going to a lot, and it's about like half a mile away. So we just walk there, and there's a trail right by our house. So I think we've done that the most, and I think they actually closed Hawking House. Did they close?
Yeah, they closed all of our state parks. So
no hiking.
No hiking necessarily, but you know, we try to walk outside, be outside as much as we can. So did they, we closed all of our, they closed all of our playgrounds and tennis courts and tracks. Did they do that there as well?
So some of our tennis courts are still open. I mean, the ones that most of our tennis courts are still open. They've put caution tape around all of the playgrounds. So the actual playgrounds aren't open, but all of our parks, our local parks are still open. So that's great. Like, people are out walking. And I, for the most part, I see people with masks or distancing. They're very careful. They just closed Red Rock for us, which is a great hiking area. But we just went up today because we weren't quite sure. And there's just cars parked on the side of the roads finding their own hikes. So I was like, people are still wanting to be outside. And I'm not sure how, whatever, if that's legal or not, but people are just parked on the side of the road and they're just they're blazing their own trails, just having to be outside because the weather's so great, you know. We're able to get out a little bit, I guess, and not be too good. But I just actually spoke with a friend from France. And they are on strict lockdown. They actually have police out policing, and they're not allowed to leave their property. So, yeah, I can say I'm grateful that we can get out. Yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. That would be, we're hoping that we can contain it before it gets to that point. So, well, thank you guys so much for spending some time with me today. Is there anything, any bits of advice or encouragement that you guys would want to share with anybody, something that you've learned or that you would take away or that you would think would be great for others to hear?
Well, I think the most beneficial thing that I've been able to do, and just probably like looking back, like my most productive days, is making a schedule for myself and like writing it out the night before and just like sticking to it, because usually I like to write to-do lists and then I won't follow through on them, or I'll do like half of them. So and since I'm a person that like I like to know what's going on and I like to plan things, that's been a little difficult right now. So I think definitely making a schedule and just being able to follow through on it, and just like planning what you're going to do and maybe trying a lot of different things every day. So
that's great advice.
Yeah. I think for me, I just, I guess the worst thing I feel like that could come out of this is that it harms relationships that we have, like with friends and neighbors and people in our community. And so I just, I hope it can be a time where we become more connected to each other. And I think the thing I've been keep repeating to my family and to myself is just people over problems. And I think it's really important that we think of other people instead of this problem that we're facing, and just try to, you know, not judge others, because I think there's so many different ways we can handle the rules and the, you know, the situation, and we can't judge each other, because I think everyone has their own way of handling it, and so I think just caring for each other and not getting caught up in, you know, judging how someone's handling the situation.
I love that, because I do, I have seen that, and I hope that this will bring us together more so than dividing us and separating us, because I think I have seen that. I see people saying, well, they shouldn't be out, and they're doing this and they're doing that, and I think the most important thing is that we just all get through this somehow together and be stronger at the end. I mean, I think these kids are so resilient, and I've heard it before that these kids were born in the year of 9/11, and they're graduating in the year of an epidemic, a worldwide epidemic, you know? And so you guys are made for great things. Emma, I really know that. I really think that. I think this generation of kids is just going to be amazing, and they're going to do amazing things. So keep on being awesome and keep being wonderful. And I just want to say thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, so fun to talk to you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can be found on Facebook at mindthegap-teenstalkwelisten or on Instagram at mindthegap.welisten.